Morning, guys. Lee here, and game week 29 is over, and it did not disappoint, did it? It did not disappoint. 141 points for me, so I'm very, very pleased. That's half my rank. I'm now up into the upper echelons of 66k. I'll be getting a nosebleed pretty soon, I'd imagine, and plummeting back down over the next few weeks, no doubt. But actually, the plan, as it was back in game week 26, to wildcard back then, felt like maybe the wrong thing to do, didn't it? Because we all, or certainly I did, transferred out my Liverpool players ahead of that 7-0 thrashing of Man U, and that sort of hurt us from a Salah perspective and a Nunez perspective. But here we are at the back end of double game week 29, and I feel like that wildcard strategy that culminates in the bench boost this week was the right thing to do. You got to play kind of the medium to longer term. I don't know. You could make a case either way, I think, but certainly game week 29, the game week that I was focused on even 4 or 5 weeks ago, it came good, didn't it? It came good, so I'm pretty happy. But what now? You know, going into game week 30, what now? There were some disappointments. We've had lots. I mean, it was an unbelievable week off the pitch as well, wasn't it? It wasn't just that double game week 29 delivered from an FPL perspective. We've had managerial sackings. We've had Rodgers leaving Leicester. We've had Potter leaving Chelsea. At time of recording, it looks as if Frank Lampard is going to be announced as the new interim Chelsea manager between now and the end of the season. I mean, goodness knows what's going to happen next at Chelsea. It's unbelievable, isn't it? But some disappointments. I did bring in Maddison this week in double game week 29 because of the what looked like on paper decent fixtures for Leicester, but they are just bang out of form at the minute. And of course, that culminates in Rodgers leaving. So we're yet to see who's going to come in at Leicester. I happen to think that Graham Potter would be a good manager for Leicester City. I mean, it's just an opinion rather than any ITK there, but certainly could do a lot worse than Graham Potter, Leicester City. But going into game week 30, do you keep Maddison now? Do you keep him? Because home to Bournemouth looks pretty good, doesn't it? 31, they go away to Man City, so I'd have no problem with selling him next week. They do play in 32, so one of the reasons I did bring Maddison in was what I was still kind of 50-50 as to whether to play the free hit in 32 or not. I think coming out of 29, I am now pretty set. I think I'm pretty set that the free hit is going to be played in 32. I think it's probably the best time to be playing it. I can see if you wanted to play it more aggressively in 34 and go and attack those double game weeks with City and United and I think Fulham as well. I think they've got City and Liverpool, so a difficult looking double for them. Brighton as well, of course, haven't they? Wolves and Man U at home. So if you want to play that free hit aggressively in 34, I don't mind it. But for me, I think I'm going to start loading up now on, I'm already pretty loaded on Man U. I've got a couple. I've got De Gea and Rashford. I'm going to load up back into Man City now for Southampton and Leicester. Both of those teams, by the way, Southampton and Leicester, they are among the worst three sides. Those two are among the worst three sides for chances conceded down their right flank since the restart. That's a good little stat that I saw on Fantasy Football Scout this morning, which should suit a certain Jack Grealish. And the reason I mention him is because I'm thinking about an exit plan for Maddison. Like I say, that's the reason I wanted to go there straight away, is because Bournemouth at home, on paper, you wouldn't want to be selling Maddison, and I'm 50-50 with it. But given Leicester's current form, given the fact that Rodgers has just gone and potentially they're a bit rudderless, I'm a bit kind of, I don't really want Maddison in my team, I have to say. And like, you know, after that, it's Man City away, so you definitely don't want him for that. So I am considering a move for Jack Grealish this week. And this is the reason I've titled this pod, you know, what next for Man City? Because I'll talk about Haaland in a second, but for Jack Grealish, 2.4% ownership at time of recording and 6.8. Now, of course, you know, City have got the Champions League coming up, so again, you can, very easy for me to roll out a bit of Pep roulette narrative if you want me to, and I'm happy to. And of course, they've got the Champions League coming up, haven't they, against, they've got Bayern, haven't they? They've got Bayern. So they've got a very hectic schedule coming up, Manchester City, no doubt about it. But I just think that, you know, I think he started the last 10 in a row, Grealish. And of course, Foden is, you know, struggling for fitness, hasn't he, since the World Cup. And of course, there's pictures of him a couple of weeks ago. What was he in hospital for? He's in hospital having some sort of operation or some sort of procedure, wasn't he? So potentially he's out for a little bit. And I just think what Pep Guardiola has been saying about Jack Grealish since the World Cup restart, since the restart of the Premier League, and after that last game, after the Liverpool game, very, very high praise from Pep Guardiola publicly about Jack Grealish, saying he was amazing, football's more than stats and what he gives us and the tempo and the extra passes and everything else. So I just feel like Grealish is becoming a bit of an important, well, not a bit of, he's becoming a bit of an important part of that front three. He's becoming a bit of a mainstay, isn't he? So With 10 in a row starts, I don't see, even if Foden comes back, you know, imminently, which I guess he might do from this surgery, got to wait to see what the update on him is. I still think that Grealish is just such an important part of that front three at the moment. So I am tempted to do one of my midfielders. And at the moment, I'm considering Madison. Even with Bournemouth at home, I'm considering Jack Grealish in for Madison. Whether I do that or not will largely depend on fitness news around Haaland, because I am of the opinion that you want Haaland straight back in. And I get it, right? Tony is available for game week 30. Didn't get his booking, did he? And the game, on paper, looks pretty good. Newcastle at home. You know, Brentford, despite the defeat at Old Trafford, are in good form right now. Then it's Wolves and Aston Villa. And crucially, they do play. So Tony does have, assuming he doesn't get the book in, that game in 32 against Aston Villa. So if you don't have your free hit chip or you're planning to play it at some other time, you'd probably want to keep Tony, I would suggest. But given that I'm going to be playing the free hit in 32... I feel okay with selling him. I mean, Newcastle, listen, it's at the G-Tech Stadium, isn't it? So Brentford at home is going to be no easy game for Newcastle, but they did look really good against West Ham. West Ham were pretty bad last night, weren't they, to be fair? But Newcastle looking good and in good form. I don't see tons of goals there for Tony and for Brentford. The Wolves away fixture, clearly I would want him for that. But then City, I've got Leicester at home. And it's those two, isn't it? Southampton away, Leicester home. And I watched some of the highlights of the Southampton-West Ham game about a week or so ago. And I know it's only 1-0 to West Ham, but given how badly West Ham played, got outplayed by Newcastle last night, that tells you a lot about how Southampton played when they lost 1-0 to West Ham the week before. And Saints were bad, right? They're really not very good. Defensively, not very good as well. So I think if Haaland is announced fit for game week 30 and he's back on the training pitch, we've seen the official Twitter, Man City Twitter, talking about, you know, Haaland's back, etc. If he's back and fully fit for that Southampton game, I think you're going to want him in. Now, listen, usual caveats apply with Pep, of course. Got a big game in the Champions League coming up. Does he play him? Does he not? I happen to think that Pep's going to want, and he talks about this a lot, right? He talks about rhythm. He talks about, you know, being in the right mode, right? And he's definitely got Grealish in that mode right now. Grealish is absolutely where he wants him to be. And I'm not sure that Haaland is. And I reckon if he's in any way fit at all, Haaland will start against Southampton, in my opinion. Let's wait to hear from Pep in the press conferences if he gives us any indication. But I think he's going to play because I think Pep's going to want to give him that momentum. He's going to want his key asset, his key goal scorer, back in goal scoring mood before they play in the Champions League. So I think he's going to want to give him minutes. He's going to want to give him minutes. Now, whether that is minutes off the bench, you know, maybe he gives him half an hour, 40 minutes off the bench, I don't know. I don't think so. I think if he's fit, give him an hour at least. Give him 60, 70 minutes against Southampton. And that is enough time, as we've seen before, for Haaland to do the damage. So I think that I'm going to be doing Tony to Haaland, and I might even be considering Madison to Grealish for a hit for in game week 30. The second of those transfers I'm a little bit put off of because it's the -4 and because Madison's got Bournemouth at home, and we're not sure kind of what sort of reaction we're going to get from Leicester. If we get a good one, then I'm going to want Madison, I suspect. But keen eye on the Pep Guardiola press conference. That is what's next for me, I think, in 30. It's time, guys. It's time to load back up on Man City for me in my team. Southampton and Leicester. Then it's the free hit for me. Then it's the massive game against Arsenal at the Etihad, which is just it's got big game Kev and big game Haaland written all over it, hasn't it? It really has. And then it's a double game week for Man City in 34 with Fulham and West Ham, which looks a really nice double game week. Yes, of course, they've got Champions League, but I'm going to be backing one of the best teams in the league over the next 3 to 4 to 5 game weeks to come good. And I'm going to be backing Erling Haaland, assuming he is fit. Guys, good luck in game week 30. Sam's going to be back either later today or tomorrow with a quick voice note about her wild card. She has hit the button. It is active. She is going to be loading up, I suspect, on Man City players ahead of game week 30. So look out for that podcast. Hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you get your podcast, wherever you're listening, and we'll see you next time. Cheers.